It's Wednesday, October 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this scene, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Coming to you live this Wednesday morning with too much to talk about. Talk a lot about politics today. We're also going to talk about vaccines. We're gonna check back in on North Carolina and some of the places destroyed there that are still being exploited and taken over. We just have so much to talk about and so many videos to get to. Let's just not waste any time and get right into it. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Wednesday, the 23rd of October, 2024. Russia expanded BRICS meeting, sends jitters around Europe. China's Xi Jinping, India's Modi, Turkey's Erdogan, and possibly even the UN Secretary General are attending a controversial meeting in Russia of a grouping that threatens to dwarf the EU's economic clout. An expanded meeting of emerging economies taking place in Kazan, Russia, is sending jitters among EU policymakers. The club, formed in 2009, now includes not just Brazil, China, India, Russia, and South Africa. Original members, whose acronym gave it the name BRICS, and whose leaders Xi Jinping, Modi, and Putin are set to meet over the coming days. As of the 1st of January, Ethiopia, Egypt, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates also joined the club, creating a bloc worth over 37% of global GDP and one potentially at odds with other institutions such as the G7 and NATO. But the threat of the existing U.S.-led hegemony isn't immediate, the Carnegie Endowment's Stuart Patrick has argued, but it will be imminently, and they're just preparing the collapse whenever Trump's in office to blame it on him, I'm sure. Meanwhile, E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders. There's a fast-moving outbreak investigation. Most sick people are reporting eating Quarter Pounder hamburgers from McDonald's. Investigators are working quickly to confirm which food ingredient is contaminated. McDonald's has pulled ingredients for these burgers, and they won't be available for sale in some states. So far, one person has died, 10 have been hospitalized, 49 cases throughout 10 states. It's one of the things about having a industrialized food system is when all of your food comes from just a few suppliers. If there's a problem with one of those suppliers, the problem then is everywhere, and it's devastating. And people are speculating whether that was why they let Trump do his PR, since they maybe needed a little bit of positive media before the E. coli outbreak was revealed. Meanwhile, Bill Gates to stand trial in Netherlands in COVID vaccine injury lawsuit. A Netherlands court last week ruled that Bill Gates can stand trial in the Netherlands in a case involving seven people injured by COVID-19 vaccines. Other defendants include Albert Bourla, CEO of Pfizer, and the Dutch state. The Netherlands court last week ruled Bill Gates can stand trial. According to the Dutch newspaper, the seven corona skeptics sued Gates last year, along with former Dutch prime minister and newly appointed NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte and several members of the Dutch government's COVID-19 outbreak management team. Other defendants include Albert Bourla, CEO of Pfizer, as well as the Dutch state itself. Because Bill Gates' foundation was involved in combating the corona pandemic, he has been summoned, the Telegraph reported. According to Dutch independent news outlet Zebra Inspirati, the plaintiffs alleged that Gates, through his representatives, deliberately misled them about the safety of COVID-19 shots, despite knowing that these injections were not safe and effective. Has it begun? Will he respond? Can we get justice through the court system, or will the supervillains that carried out this global scam and massive mass murder campaign be held to account? Well, we wait to see. One positive development in this regard, and it's weird how it's another one of these things. These stories come about. We have a lot of vaccine stories today for some reason. I don't know why. We haven't had a vaccine story in a long time. We got a bunch today for some reason. And they're good. They're actually good stories. So you've got Bill Gates going to trial being summoned to trial in the Netherlands over his fraud he carried out with the COVID vaccine. You also have this: New York Supreme Court reinstates all employees fired for being unvaccinated and orders back pay. State Supreme Court found that being vaccinated does not stop the spread of COVID-19, just like we always told you. The New York State Supreme Court ordered all New York City employees who were fired for not being vaccinated to be reinstated with back pay, finding that being vaccinated does not prevent an individual from contracting or transmitting COVID-19. There's kind of no point in getting vaccinated, I guess. So congratulations, everybody who withstood the assault, who maintained the truth and reality in the face of overwhelming pressure. Not only have you been vindicated utterly, you may now be receiving several years worth of back pay as a lump sum as a reward for your tenacity. Well done. Very good to see. Sorry to all the cowards who fell for the lie. You had to work and won't be getting back pay. You also might be dead from a heart attack, so you should listen to us next time because we're always right. And finally, we have this. Biden on Trump 14 days before 2024 election. We got to lock him up. We got to lock him up. Not because he's a criminal, I want to add. Not because he's done anything criminal, unlike, you know, Hunter Biden. Or Joe Biden, for that matter, and starting Ukraine war. Retiring President Biden stunned listeners Tuesday by saying his predecessor, Donald Trump, should be locked up 14 days before the presidential election in which Trump is the Republican nominee. Quote, if I said this 5 years ago, you'd lock me up. We got to lock him up, Biden, 81, said during a visit to Democratic campaign office in Concord, New Hampshire, the Granite State's capital. After a 4-second pause during which his audience enthusiastically applauded, Biden added an apparent backtrack attempt to politically lock him up, lock him out. That's what we've got to do. So hold on. Let me get this straight. You said lock Donald Trump up, but before you said that, as a prelude to saying that, you said, if I said this 5 years ago, you'd lock me up. So when you attempt to backtrack, act like you misspoke. I mean, lock him out. I said lock him up. I meant lock him out. Then why did you say you'd arrest me 5 years ago for saying this? You can't pretend like you didn't say what you just said when you lead into it by saying what I'm about to say would have gotten me arrested 5 years ago. We should lock up my political opponent.
I think we should murder Joe Biden politically.
Politically, right. Politically. We're going to talk about, I mean, that's your Daily Dispatch. That's it. I don't have anything to add to this. I mean, what do you have to add? They're trying to lock up Trump. They have been trying to lock up Trump since he left office. They have been desperately launching suit after suit, trial after trial, coordinating with the White House, orchestrated by the DOJ, in a blatant, flagrant attempt to arrest their political opponent. Exactly the same as any tyranny around the world would do. In exactly the same way that any despot would frame his political opponent for non-existent crimes in order to destroy them politically. There's no nuance to this. There's nothing to explain. There's no secret motive behind this. It's all very simple. They are tyrants. They are despots. They are unbelievably dangerous people to be in power. We have more stories about this. Because it's not just Trump that they're going after. It's not just prison that they have in mind for you and anybody that stands up against them. We are an occupied nation. Our enemies are in the White House. Our enemies are in Congress. Our enemies are in the DOJ. They are activating the Patriot Act and a whole bunch of other laws that were put in place for this reason, to eliminate dissidents, to destroy politically the ability of anybody to stand up against them. It's very simple. It's not complicated. It's incredibly dangerous, and it's infuriating that they constantly accuse Trump of exactly this. It's beyond description. It's beyond gaslighting. It is so utterly insane. And so many stories today are just the Democrats panicking, just hysterical. They don't know what they're doing. And they're so scared of the boogeyman Donald Trump. All I can hope is that he lives up to the hype. How annoying would it be? How frustrating would it be to have to go through 4 years of Joe Biden destroying the economy, flooding the country with tens of millions of people, fraudulent election in 2020, locking up peaceful protesters who were nearby January 6th or who happened to text with somebody who entered the Capitol, going to jail for 20 years, Rudy Giuliani having everything he owns taken from him and given to election workers in Georgia because he questioned why they were putting the same stack of ballots through the machine over and over again. Locking up Steve Bannon, shutting down, attacking InfoWars, doing everything they can to destroy us, locking up Owen Schroyer, while simultaneously screeching hysterically and pulling their hair out about the imaginary threat of Trump being a tyrant. How frustrating would it be that after all of this, that if we, by some miracle, overcome their cheating, actually get a fair election, elect Donald Trump, only to not throw all these people in prison? Like, they are, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy in a lot of ways. That if they had just not been insane retards, if they had just not corrupted the entire government wholesale and used the entire justice system, the entire executive branch, the entire force and weight of the American system to go after their opponents, it wouldn't be an issue. If they had just